What's going on, Positivamente Yo family? It's me, Rafael. I'm back. I'm so happy. I've missed you guys. I cannot wait for you to hear my amazing interview and time with my co-host, Matt Taylor. The Natural Guinea Pig is his name on all social media. Besides being an amazing source of light and love, I related and connected to this man on so many levels. Badass activist, has his own amazing podcast. You guys definitely need to check that out. And is openly HIV positive, openly a man continuing his recovery journey. We just vibed out. I've never laughed and cried and had such a great experience with one of my co-hosts as I did with Matt. It was just natural. And so I can't wait for you to hear our time together after the jump. Stay tuned. Bienvenidos. I'm so happy you're back. After the jump. Alrighty, folks, welcome back to Positivamente Yo. I am so excited this week to be joined by the amazing Matt Taylor, who is actually the host of his own podcast called The Well Deserved Podcast, with Matt Taylor, available on Anchor and Spotify, and also the founder and owner of The Natural Guinea Pig, which I can't wait to get into. But more than that, he's an activist. He is an openly paused individual, someone in recovery that is near to dear to my heart, who reached out to us directly. As someone who's in recovery, Matt, thank you so much for like leading the charge on all of that. So Matt Taylor, welcome to Positivamente Yo. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you, Rafael. It's awesome to be here. I really appreciate this opportunity.
No, like, you don't understand. I'm so excited to have you on the show. So, yeah, Matt, let's just first of all jump into, as my co-host for this week, just a little bit about yourself. I know I read the typical surface level bio stuff, but just start just sharing with our listeners this week, as my co-host, a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I've been HIV positive for 12 years. And I've been working in the wellness industry. I've been a massage therapist for 13 years, and I have been someone, I was raised in a natural wellness kind of sphere, a world, and it's just been my entire life. I was gifted with the option of looking at things from a different perspective. That's the way my parents raised me. That's the kind of the world and the culture that I grew up in, and I'm very grateful for that. And then, you know, going through my own struggles as a gay man and not really learning how to accept myself or doing the work to accept myself, I went through some dark times, and I put this out there with anyone I talk to. I believe I went in search of becoming HIV positive, which is a dark thing to say, but I believed I deserved it at the time. I believed that I wasn't worthy of love. I wasn't worthy of good things. I wasn't worthy of health and abundance and joy and love. I wasn't that I belonged in a world where my health was going to be compromised and things like that. Becoming HIV positive and working through it over the years and working with so many of my clients who opened up to me and told me stories about their lives, I realized what a gift it is to be where I'm at right now, and that it's the exact opposite, actually, in how it's manifested in my life. I don't feel like I am in a dark place or a dirty place, or I am less than because I'm HIV positive. I believe it's my gift, and it's my story to share with the world now. So from being in a really dark place where I didn't think very much of myself for many years, to now being in a place where I believe that my scars, my choices, my mistakes, call them what you will, are all my greatest gift, because now it's how I can share with the world and I can connect with other people. And it's allowed me to connect with so many people who are just dying for connection in life. And that's, I believe, what being human is all about. We are all searching for connection. And so something like being HIV positive and living with, and having gone through a crystal meth addiction for a year of my life, it has brought me closer to so many people, and it has opened doors for me. It has opened relationship connections with people on a deeper, deeper level than I could have ever imagined. And so it's coming from a dark place where I thought I deserved nothing good. I still, that experience brought me to a heightened level of of love for myself and for life and everything. So it's just, you know, life's about gratitude. Life's about perspective. And I am so grateful to still be here. I'm grateful for the path, for the battle, and that so many of our predecessors fought, and for where we are in 2020, that medications are where they are, that living well and thriving is a possibility for us, for someone who's HIV positive, and it's a possibility for everyone. Being HIV positive is, first of all, it's not a death sentence anymore. It's something that is just a box we put ourselves in and people put us in. But everyone alive today has something, because we are living in a world where illness and, you know, depression and sadness and mental health issues are just running rampant. And so being HIV positive is just another thing. It's another thing out there that we have to either look at as a struggle, or look at as a gift, look at as a challenge that we can overcome, and how we can share and spread light and love and positivity and happiness with the world. And that's why I'm choosing to look at it. It took me a long time to get here, I'll be honest. It's only been the last couple of years, and it took me getting to some really dark places, but now that's how I choose to look at it. So
yeah, I think that's a beautiful thing. And so also I want to kind of dig deeper into that. So as a result, like you said, someone in recovery who is positive, and you know, you're a survivor and thriver now, what was the switch? What was the paradoxical switch that helped you go from being in that dark place to getting to a point of self-love? And you know, shout out to you in the holistic side of things. And then, you know, what was that switch? What was that, you know, like, okay, I'm in a dark place, I'm in a negative place. I know for me, coming out of, you know, I'm clean and sober now 11 years.
Amazing.
Yeah, you know, every day is a struggle still. And trying to share that with people is difficult. But what was that switch for you? What turned it on?
Well, first of all, thank you for being so encouraging and supportive. And again, this is one of the reasons why I love sharing my story and talking to people, because like right now, this is a therapy session for me. Getting to speak with you and getting to hear such positivity and encouragement is awesome. So try not to tear up hearing you say such nice things. I appreciate that so much. For me, I had to realize, like, what is it that motivates me in life? And I realized that it's other people. I love to help people. That's just my thing. I was an actor for many years, and I love the idea of being on stage and making people cry or laugh, or helping them think a little bit deeper. And then I found myself as a massage therapist, which never in a million years did I think I would ever become a massage therapist. I really didn't. It was like, what am I doing? But I was like, I love this. I love the fact that I can use my hands and my time and my listening skills to be quiet and silent for people as they share their stories, as they unload, as they express themselves, and they sort of work through their own histories, their own experiences with me. I mean, when people are on a massage table, they open up like you would never imagine. People tell me all sorts of things, and I've heard some of the most incredible stories in the past 13 years of my life. I've watched clients get sick and pass away. I've watched people fight through illnesses and become healthier and thrive. And so that's really what inspired me. Now, what the crazy thing is, after all those years as a massage therapist, I found myself in a crystal meth addiction. I was in a dark place, and I was self-destructing. But there was a point, it was like 7 months into that really dark year of my life, and I was, okay, I'll just be really honest, hope this isn't too raw or too
real. No, you could be as raw and real as you want.
I had my dealer, my crystal meth dealer, in my house, and there I was giving him all of these like supplements and wellness tools and to try to help him be healthy. Like I was giving him supplements, and I was giving him, you know, natural products, and I was sitting there teaching him how to take better care of himself. And I had this flash, I thought, Matt, what are you doing? You care so much about the health of others, but you're not caring about your own health. You are self-destructing. You know, you're sitting here and trying to improve someone's life. And that was the flip of the switch for me. I was like, what am I doing to myself? If I really care and I want to help others, if I really want to see other people thrive and be happy and just like really flourish as far as their health, then I got to be around for it. I can't self-destruct and obliterate myself. I got to be here. If I'm not here, then how am I going to spread that message? How am I going to help others realize their potential as far as health? And so that was really a day. And I think it was then that I began scratching and clawing anything I could find to get myself out of it. I was like, okay, whoa, I don't want to be in this dark pit of despair anymore. I want out. And I started using every tool I could find And I'm grateful and very lucky and blessed to be, have been successful in that, to have gotten out of it. But I realized, and I think everyone, we're all different. Like some of us thrive by helping others, or by getting up on stage, or by speaking, or by doing good things, or by earning money, or whatever it is that fuels and motivates us. I had to find what my purpose was. And I realized my purpose was to encourage, inspire, educate, and empower others to be super healthy.
That's a beautiful thing. And so I think it's awesome that you used to do acting. What kind of acting would you do? Was it more like theater acting or TV, radio? What was your medium?
Yeah, I was a singer from the time I was 5 years old. Little ham, you know, is always like, woohoo, put me on stage and let me sing in church. And I always just loved to perform. And it was my whole life. And I went to college for it. And I got to act and perform. And then I lived in New York for a few years after college, mostly theater. But I love doing film work. I love doing commercial work. And then when I got into massage therapy, that became my number one love and passion. And actually right now in my life, as I recently closed my massage practice, my full-time practice, I am working to get back into more acting and performing and being on stage. I'm getting to combine those two passions. So all of the passion I developed for helping others, and all the stories that I heard over the years of people who just, I mean, people blow me away with the things they are capable of, with the power of the human spirit, is an amazing thing. And so I thought, now let me combine my stage experience, my love for performing and being in front of people, with the real nitty gritty raw stories that I've heard throughout my life that have impacted me and changed me. And I'm trying to marry those two concepts and you know, really do a lot more public speaking and encourage people.
That's beautiful. I think this is a great place for us to break, take our first break. Folks, we'll be right back with the amazing Matt Taylor on Positivamente Yo. Stay tuned after. If you love what you're hearing, don't forget to subscribe. It's free on all of your podcasting listening platforms. Positivamente Yo is on social media. We're currently on Facebook and on Instagram. So make sure you like and share. Join in on the conversation. There'll be polls and message boards and topic ideas. I want to hear it all from you. And also you can send me via the Anchor app and whatever your podcasting listening devices are. There will be a link for you to send me voice notes or voice messages. Just on your thoughts, ideas, comments, suggestions. And if you're ever interested in being a guest on the show for any of our topics, again, you can check us out on Facebook, send me a DM, send us a line, and we will definitely try to get you on. Don't forget, Positivamente Yo, P-O-Z-I-T-I-V-A-M-E-N-T-E, Positivamente Yo, which is Y-O. Check us out, Facebook, Instagram, and like and subscribe on all of your podcasting listening formats. Alrighty, folks, we are back with the amazing Will Taylor, and you guys didn't know this, but we were talking during the break about so many different things and really just connecting on a personal level. I'm so glad that he is back. So we are gonna jump right back into, in this segment, I wanna talk more about, if we can, the side of you that is this whole advocate around you equals you and honest about your recovery. That is such a powerful thing in your story that really resonated with me. The fact that you're just so open. There are very few individuals who are open about the fact that they were former users. I'm one, and your story is so powerful. So what, as an advocate, both as a recovering addict and as someone who is openly positive, what do you see is where we're at in the movement, both in recovery and in HIV?
I think that I look at it as where we are in the world in general. I think social media has bowled us over. You know, we're in this world where we've got access to information, we've got access to everyone's private lives, and yet there's still there's the filters, there's the glossing over the truth. And I'm a big person who listens to like people like Gary Vee and other people who are huge in the social media movement, who are making waves and who are really leading the charge as to what direction we go in our culture. So social media represents culture, right? I mean, podcasts, that is a form of social media, that is a form of sharing. And where are we going with it? The only place to go from here is honesty, vulnerability, and truth. If social media does not become a place of healing for people, then we are really screwed. That's all I can say. And I believe it because, okay, right now it's all about look at my abs, look at this woman in a bikini, let's look at just how amazing life can be. We're always happy, everything's great. Excuse me. But if we don't change, if that doesn't start to shift, then we're going to, the suicide rates, the depression rates, the loneliness is only going to skyrocket even more. And it's up pretty high right now. And I'm talking, you know, everyone, not just people with HIV, not just people who are in recovery. Everyone in our society is struggling with loneliness, with a feeling of depression, with feeling isolated from the world. So if we don't learn to connect with others and with ourselves, but also connect with others and get back to the real truth of what it is to be human, which is to have conversations, stories, listen to what people have gone through. If we don't get there, I believe that we are going to implode as a society. So that's my little soapbox. That's what I believe in my heart. But I really believe it because I saw myself. I became a crystal meth addict because of loneliness. Yeah. I went through a really tough time in 2015. My office burned down and I struggled so hard to get everything back on track. I lost everything. Mm. But in that process, I pulled away from all of my friends and my connections. I sort of tried to fix it all on my own. And so I see firsthand what loneliness, what isolation has done in my life. And so now I'm trying to use social media to fight against that concept. And I think that I realize, how can I do that? Well, only by sharing honestly, being vulnerable, trying to be radically honest, radically humble in that, you know what, I'm not humble. Humility is not easy for me. I mean, you and I both have a theatrical background. You're always taught to be like, look how awesome I am. You know, let me show you just how powerful I am and what an amazing performer I am. Well, no, I learned that. Let me show you how honestly vulnerable, how screwed up I am. Let me tell you what is really going on in my life. And I can only say from my experience, the response I've gotten from me sharing my story on social media, talking about being HIV positive, talking about a crystal meth addiction, talking about being so lonely that I wanted to self-destruct, I wanted to disappear from the world, that has gotten me closer with so many people. I've connected with other people because people are craving that realism, that honesty. We are all craving it.
Yeah, and I think it's true. And for me, I really resonated with the fact that you said it was that place of loneliness that really drew you towards addiction. And I felt the same way. I had lost it all. And I must say, though, you are a force for positive good because, again, even on your Instagram, I'm such a stalker, right, and a fan of yours, but you posted that 3,000 questions about me post and that it's available on Amazon, and I just ordered the book last week, so I'm waiting for it to come in. I don't have Amazon Prime, but as a result, listen, I have all the Disney Plus, everything else, like, in the world, so I can't afford another
one. You gotta pick and choose.
Right? Yeah, you gotta pick your battles, but as a result of that, I'm so excited on how open and raw you are, but you also share the tools for others to use and really try to come out from that loneliness and connect. And so I really thank you. And again, I really encourage our listeners, you know, Matt Taylor has his own podcast, the Well-Deserved Podcast. And what is the premise of your podcast? Like, what do you get into? Is it around your health and wellness? Is it around the holistic healing? What is the podcast premise about that you have that's, again, available on Anchor and Spotify? Folks, check him out. Like, listen, and subscribe to the Well-Deserved Podcast with Matt Taylor. But Matt, tell us a little bit about that.
It's exactly everything that you said. It's first and foremost sharing my story to be, like you said, hopefully a beacon of light and a beacon of honesty, vulnerability, and just truth. Like, because the only truth I know, not like a truth, like, let me tell you what to think. My truth is my life. My truth is my experiences. My truth is the fact that I'm this, you know, blue-eyed, like whitey white boy, middle class, like, who it looks like I have, you know, everything. I mean, all growing up, I've been the happy, smiley, happy-go-lucky, positive guy. But I have darkness too, and I went to a really dark place. I went to a place where I believed I deserved to have HIV. I deserved sadness and darkness and disease in my life. That was me in my late 20s. Then I went through it all over again in my late 30s, where I deserved that I felt I deserved to be alone, and I deserved for my body to just fall apart and to crumble under a meth addiction. I believed I deserved all those negative things. And there's so many layers of my history and my upbringing and everything like that fall into place as to how all that came about. But then through all that, I'm so lucky that I got to a point, a dark, dark, dark point, but I survived. And I now realize that it's all perspective. It's about gratitude. And if I decide I deserve good things, then guess what? I'm gonna get good things in my life. But and all those years when I believed I deserved negative things in my life, guess what happened? That manifested. My office burned down. I was in relationships where I was just abused and misused and mistreated. I attracted all those negative things. I know that sounds really earthy, hippie, crunchy to people, but it's the truth, people. Like, it's just the truth. If you look at yourself in the mirror every day and say, hey Matt, you are a good person, you deserve a beautiful life today, then that's going to change my mindset and I'm going to have a beautiful day. But if I wake up and I look in the mirror and I think, oh, you're getting fat, oh, look how old you look, oh man, you're bald, you're this, you're lame, whatever, guess what? I'm going to have a miserable day and I'm going to attract misery. I'm going to find negative people. It is all about what you put out there, what you want to get from life. And that's, it took me, like I said, almost dying, almost being, you know, destroying my body with a meth addiction to realize that like, no, I want something better for my life and I deserve it. So the Well-Deserved podcast is a play on that concept. Like, do you wake up each day? Do you look in the mirror? Do you take your life into your own hands? Do you do your journaling? Do you do the work? Do you talk to your therapist? Do you do healthy, natural wellness things in order to be happy and awesome? Or do you wake up and open a bottle of wine and start drinking? Or do you wake up and do you put on Netflix and just numb yourself? Do you just scroll through social media and look at and be envious of other people's lives instead of taking charge of your own life? That's a choice we all have. It's really difficult to change that mindset. But once you do, I mean, and you understand it. I hear it in your voice. I hear the passion, the fact that you're thriving in your voice, the fact that you're doing this amazing podcast. You're taking charge. You're making the choice to live a kick-ass, awesome life.
Yeah,
you're
making exactly.
That's it.
Exactly. And what you said, you know, everyone knows on here, I love and idolize Oprah. But one of the things I love about you is you're very Oprah-esque in your podcast, but also your social media. I noticed that, again, as a fan and a stalker, please don't think that I'm intent in the stalkering side, but more of a fan side. But in July, you had posted and you started posting these moments of gratitude, like these sections of gratitude. And I really did notice that, again, as a fan and as someone, you do motivate me. And I remember there was like this whole section in the summer where we were like, dream bigger, be bitter, like hope is passive, faith is active. And as a result of you and of course Mama Oprah always says that about 16 or 17 years ago on her show, and I remember because I grew up watching her show with my mom, she said that she started a gratitude journal and she would write down 5 things a day that she was grateful for. And she said she needed to write it and not just say it. And so as a result of you and following you and listening to your podcast and how open and raw and real you were, I have, you know, I started poetry writing as a way to get out of my darkness, even within the last 2 years. And I started this podcast. It's called Positivamente Yo, which translates in English to Positively Me, and living in my pause truth as you're doing. But I really wanted to talk about that gratitude and like the fact that even, like I said, 3,000 questions, and you really come from a place of such beautiful gratitude. Secondly, how old are you, bro? Because you don't put your age anywhere, and I thought you were in your 30s like me. So
Oh no, I put my age on. I'm 40, and that, so my 40 moments of gratitude this summer was I did 40 days in order to celebrate when I turned 40 in July.
Well, you better work. You're sexy for 40. I did not know you were 40 yet. So go ahead.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. And I love that you notice Oprah, because I cannot go a day without listening to a Super Soul Conversation podcast of Oprah's. I grew up watching her shows as well, and it is inspiration. She and all the guests that she has on, especially her, I'm a podcaster. I love to listen to it when I'm working out, or when I'm on a bike ride, or when I'm driving. I love podcasts. I soak it in that way. And she has so many amazing guests who teach us that we are. My favorite thing that she says is, I am. And that's all I need to say. I am. And that means I am worthy of everything awesome. Just because there's no follow up. I am blank. I am this. I've done this. I've accomplished. None of that matters. All we have to say is, I am. And that's enough for us to be amazing and deserve amazingness. Like, we don't have any qualifiers. You don't have to say, oh, I'm this person. I've accomplished this. I've done that. I'm this age. I'm this ethnicity. I'm whatever. It's only just I am. And you don't ever need to say anything more than that, because that means that you are a soul on this earth. You are gifted with life. And so you deserve to freaking thrive. Like, you deserve to be amazing. And if I can remember that every day, then it sort of makes life a lot easier.
I think that's a great really place for us to break again, folks. I am, you are, and this is why you all need to listen to Matt Taylor's The Well-Deserved Podcast, because this is exactly the amount of greatness you get in a very attractive, I'm going to say he's in his 30s because he looks that way, 40-year-old, very beautiful soul outside and in. So we'll be right back after the jump with more Positivamente Yo with Matt Taylor. Stay tuned. Alrighty, folks, we are back for our final segment. I'm so sad, but I know he'll be back a million and two times because I'll bug him until he comes back. Matt Taylor of the Well-Deserved Podcast and the Natural Guinea Pig. You guys can look him up. Matt, how can they find you on all of your social media platforms? Where can people reach out to you?
Just at the Natural Guinea Pig. That's my brand. And so that's the Natural, NaturalGuineaPig. I realize a lot of people don't know how to spell guinea pig, but the Natural Guinea Pig on YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook. That's where I've got all my stuff, and that's where I share my daily videos and things that inspire me just as I sort of go through life and things I figure out and learn.
Perfect. And so, Matt, I just wanted to, before the break, we were talking about your connection and your truly emanating gratitude and how gratitude has impacted your life and how gratitude is a cornerstone basically of the work that you do. So I just wanted to jump back into gratitude and give you some more time to expand upon that.
Yeah, gratitude is really among many things. I'm into essential oils, flotation therapy, meditation, yoga, working out, eating well, just finding anything I can find, but gratitude, my gratitude practice, which is it's a disciplined daily practice. It's not just, let me stop and think, ooh, what am I happy about right now? Because it's not about feelings. It's not about emotions. It's really not. It's about retraining our mind. And I love this. When I find something that I latch onto, I go with it and I research it and I study it. I listen to podcasts and I read books about it. And gratitude has been so powerful. And especially, like you said, through Oprah, she talks about it so much. And I was like, she's got to be onto something because she's kind of a smart human being. So I'll listen to this. And when I looked into the power of a gratitude practice, which means getting up each day, and the first thing I do is I grab my phone with my journaling app, or I grab a journal and I write down, I get it out of my head and onto paper or into my notes section of my phone. I write those things down. I try to do three things. I usually think two things that I really feel amazing about. I'm grateful for my cat. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful to have a home, to have a roof over my head. And then I always challenge myself with one thing that I am absolutely not grateful for. I will say, I'm so grateful I've got $28 in my bank account. And I will say that in a very positive way, because, and even though it's stressing me out and I'm like, how am I going to pay my bills, you know, or whatever, is something negative. I'm grateful that that woman yelled at me yesterday for no reason. I'm grateful that guy cut me off in traffic, because that is where I have realized we are literally changing the way our brain works. When you tell your brain to be grateful for something that we're not necessarily grateful for, it actually carves a new neural pathway. Like it burns a new way of thinking into your brain, so that the next time you do get cut off in traffic, you learn over time to think, oh, a happy thought. I'm so grateful that person did that, because maybe I would have gotten into a worse accident up ahead. Or it gave me a moment. I missed that light. Now I'm sitting at a red light. I get to take a deep breath and I get to just feel grateful, or I get to, who knows, what, something good. I get to listen to my favorite song on the radio. It's amazing when you start to change your mind by a daily practice. It actually changes the way you respond every day in life. And so this is, there's science behind it. And all these studies, like University of Southern California, they've done studies. All these places are now doing studies on happiness and on gratitude. And if we can, so it's that simple to literally change the way your brain works by just writing down three things, five things, 10 things in the morning, maybe at night. I find myself doing it all throughout the day now because it gives me so much joy. There literally is a way to make our brains work differently. That means you can control your happiness factor. You can control how satisfied you are in life, in a relationship, in your job. You can actually control it. And I love the science part of it, because it's like, whoever knew that? We always thought happiness and gratitude was this like feeling you feel at Thanksgiving or something like that. Like, it's a feeling that just, it's a gushing warm feeling that emanates from your heart. It's not. It's a scientific process. It's a process you can control. And if you're willing to put in the little 5 minutes of work in the morning, you can have a different brain. In, they say in 21 days, it's as fast as that. But now I'm going on a year and a half of doing it, and I'm telling you, my brain is different. So wow. It is a powerful thing.
That's cool, and I did not know the science behind it, so thank you for sharing, and that, again, was an aha Oprah Winfrey moment, so thank you. So, Matt, we are in our final section, and I'm so, like, wow, a half hour just flies by with you, and I love that, and so thank you for this. This is our final segment, and I've been doing this with my guests as a way to break up the intense seriousness of it. And I love the fact that you are 40, because you probably get this reference, but I do an homage to Inside the Actor Studio with James Lipton. And so that's how I end all of my podcasts now with my guest. And so we're going to play the questions game. Are you ready to play with me?
I was born ready, my friend.
Okay. So question number one, what is your favorite word?
Gratitude, not to be harping on it, but it really is gratitude right now. It's because it has controlled my life and changed my life in so many ways. It's powerful. It's simple. It's powerful. It's life-changing.
Perfect. What is your least favorite word? Question number two.
Comparison. That in my right now, comparison, because especially in the world of social media and in my life, comparison, looking at others and thinking, I'm not as good as them. I'll never be them. They have more than me. They're prettier than me. They're hotter than me. They've got a better body than me. They're younger than me. They're older than me. They're whatever it is. Comparison is so negative, and it has led me to dark places. And I will never be you. I'll never be as awesome as you, but I'll also be just as awesome as I am in my own unique way. And so when I can think about it that way, when I take stock of my life, and that's what gratitude does, it makes us realize, man, I've accomplished a lot. Like I've affected a lot of people, so I don't have to compare myself to you or to anyone else or to that social media person, that influencer that I'm looking at who's in Hawaii on a beach somewhere because their life is so perfect. When I compare myself to them, I get nowhere. But when I focus on myself, where I'm going, the journey I'm on, I'm good.
Yeah, that brings you back to gratitude. That's beautiful. What number three, what turns you on?
Vulnerability and honesty, really is, because I work on it so much in myself, and I guess that I just basically said I'm a narcissist because I just brought it back around to myself. But no, when I recognize in someone else the things that I'm working on, because I feel like a soul connection, I feel a kindred spirit connection. So when I see someone who's doing the work, especially when I can tell it's not fun for them, when it's like tearing their soul up, when it's like they're struggling, but they're doing it, that is the most beautiful thing, because it's not easy to do. It's so much easier to just numb ourselves. It's so much easier to hide from it all. So when I recognize that someone else is putting themselves through the process, is like going through all the crap just like I'm trying to do, then I think I see myself in them. I see hope. I see possibility in them, and that's beautiful. That's attractive.
Cool. All right, what are your biggest turn-offs? Question 4.
Hiding from life, and so all of the things that I've recognized in myself in my darkest times, being hiding behind ego, trying to present myself as this perfect, infallible human being, when imperfection and scars and mistakes and different choices are actually the beauty of life, and that's how we connect with one another. So when someone's hiding and trying to be that, trying to achieve quote perfection, whatever the heck that means, what perfection is, when you're trying to be something that you're not, instead of just allowing yourself to be real and for people to see your heart and your soul, because I think that breaks my heart. So that's very unattractive. It makes me so sad. My heart literally aches when I see someone just who is fighting the beautiful being that they are by trying to gloss over it and cover it with crap and fake stuff. I'm like, just let it out. Like, let yourself out. Be honorable, be raw and wrong, and be flawed.
Cool.
Just let it out.
Yeah, awesome. Number 5, what sound or noise do you love?
When someone sighs or like takes a deep breath, when so and in a really, really genuine way, because that to me, that's meditation. I love to meditate just by taking a really deep sigh and sort of like all the way down. It's like I hit every vocal, you know, note in my vocal register, and it's like makes my whole body vibrate. So when I see or hear someone else doing that, I'm like, oh, that person just like had a really good moment. They felt good about themselves. It makes me happy.
Okay, cool. What sound or noise do you hate?
Whenever anyone's phone alerts them, the sound of any alert on the phone, because first of all, it stresses me out. I have turned off my alerts and sounds on my phone years ago, and I've studied it too. It is so bad for our blood pressure. It's bad. It actually ages our cellular health. Like, it's bad for your cells. Every time an alert goes off, it's like you're being chased by a lion in the jungle back, like when our ancestors used to do that kind of stuff. It is so bad for us. And so whenever I hear it, it just irks me and it like claws at my soul.
Note to self when we hang out: cell phone alerts off. Okay, good. Yes. Number 7. What is your favorite curse word?
Fuck. Isn't it everyone's?
Yeah, well,
there's so many plosives in it. It's got the cuss sound. It kind of gets out all of your feelings. It's just very, it's all inclusive.
Cool. What profession other than your own would you like to attempt or try?
I would love to be one of the guys that runs the zip lines in Costa Rica. Because I did that once years ago, and those people had the most fun ever. They just shout "Pura Vida," like, you know, the pure life, and they help people like fly through the air. Maybe that, or a skydiving instructor, someone who helps people fly, because I'm obsessed with flying.
I always wanted. That's like my secret power. I want to fly so bad.
Oh, me too.
I've never skydived before, though.
Every day as a kid, I still dream about it. It's, and Oprah does too. If you ever listen to her,
I know.
She has her flying dreams. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
I know. See, look, the Oprah connection. 6 degree Oprah. If you're listening to this,
right,
please reach out to me so you could be on the podcast. Okay, what profession would you not like to do or try?
What would I not like to try?
Yes, what profession would you not like to do or try?
A politician, anything in politics. I'm just going to stop it there because it just makes me, I'm nauseous even just talking about it. It's our politician, the whole political world, the government has become so, and I give credit to people who can do it, but I'm way too much of a sappy, like, emotional person. I could never, ever get into that world.
As a former politician, I feel slightly attacked, but I still forgive you. No, I'm just kidding. It's okay.
I just couldn't do it.
Here's our final question to wrap up this entire podcast episode with you, Matt. It has been amazing. Number 10, if heaven were to exist, what would you like to hear St. Peter say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
I love you. Yeah, because, you know, and I think that sums up just tons of stuff. Like, that's when you validate someone by saying you love them, you recognize that they tried, that they're trying their best, that they gave it their best. And I think we all just want to be loved. And so just a big hug. And then he can tear into me. You know, he can tell me all the things I did wrong. But I would just like to hear that that I'm loved.
Well, Matt, you, mi hermano, my brother, are loved from this podcast perspective. And for me, thank you for sharing your love and your light. I always end my podcast by saying luz y progreso, light and love to you. And thank you for being my co-host this week. You are welcome back anytime. Thank you so much for doing this episode this week.
I will be back. Thank you. This has been an amazing pleasure. You're amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Folks, we'll be right back after the break with my final thoughts on the amazing Matt and all of this episode and all of the aha moments that it gave me. We'll be right back after the jump. Well, familia, thank you so much for tuning in again this week. Matt and I probably could have talked for another 3 hours. Please go check out his amazing podcast. Support the great work that he does. I really can't wait to have him back on as a co-host. He truly was just so
filled with light and love, and that's the only way I could put it, and truly gave me goosebumps, Oprah Winfrey aha moments, and I think I met my Gayle King to my Oprah, or he met his Gayle King to his Oprah. But either way, tune in again. Thank you guys so much for being so patient with all these episodes. I love you, Lucy Progreso, as always, and we'll chat next week. Bye bye. Te veo, te quiero, bye.